In Parshas Kedoshim, that's last week, is a whole series of mitzvahs bein odom lechaveroi. And there really seems to be, maybe there are other categories as well, but according to the way the Chinuch explains the Shoresh HaMitzvah, there seems to be two basic, or some mitzvahs that fit into two basic categories. There's one, there's a lav of Leiselech Rochil, which is, we know, the basis, or one of the bases for the Isurim of Loshon Hara. And the Chinuch, in his Shoresh HaMitzvah, says, Ki Hashem Chofetz B'Tevas HaBriyos Asher Bora, Hashem's desire is the good of the creations that He created. That's the tachlis of the bria. V'tzivonu bozek kedei lios sholem beinenu, and He commanded us in Loiselech Rochil in the Inyonei Loshon Hara that there should be sholem beinenu. This is the key to sholem. Ki horachilus sibo l'rivu matzah. Going and telling one person somebody else said something about him, and back and forth, you know, Hoylech Rochil, and even Loshon Hara, which is also, it seems, nichlal in this, saying things about people. This is what causes a pirud. This is what causes machlekes. This is was the churban by a sheni was totally in that, and this is a cause of a machlekes. And therefore, kedei liyo sholem beinenu, the Torah forbid rechilus. If you look further in the Protei HaMitzvah, so he gives some details about what's included in this. He says there's many different things. Loshon Hara, Chazal say Loshon Hara is may miss three people. And then he says, very interesting, he says, Vizora Harbi Olov, is Hiru Harbi Olov. They gave many Azhoras and many different Protei Dinim throughout Shas about Loshon Hara. Ad she omru, to the extent that they said, derech moshul, man de is zekifa beruksei, a person who has a hanging in his family, lo lema le zekoif beniso, don't say, please hang up this fish. You know, to a person who had the word, somebody was hanged in his family, shouldn't say to him, please hang up this fish. And it seems interesting because he says, like, look how far it went. This inyan of Rechilus and Loshon Hara, to go to the extent of not saying this word, this is also considered in that family on some level, that you're telling a person a word of hang the fish when there was a hanging in his family, and that conjures up some type of an unpleasant memory. Now, Pashtus is that it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's on a conscious level, because it doesn't seem to say that if somebody was hanged in your family yesterday or last week, don't use that word. But someone had hanging in his family. So the word hanging has many meanings. There's the hanging that you put the noose around the person's neck, and there's the hanging to hang the fish up on the thing. I don't know why they hang the fish on the thing. Whatever they do, it doesn't necessarily directly focus on that. It could very well be a subconscious pain that I may not even realize, I may not even be aware of, because the word hang has a certain connotation, and this using it in this context, in a different context, can. And that yet seems to be included in this mitzvah, the tam, the shirish of which he said, was kedei liyo sholem beinenu. This is in order to preserve the sholem bein klal Yisrael. Sounds like that saying something which can just affect a person on a subconscious level. Really, I'm not thinking about it. It goes very fast. Please hang up the fish. Right? Think about the relative that was hanged. You know, that was 50 years ago. That was 20 years ago. That was 2 years ago. And I'm not focused on it every minute, but it doesn't give a time limit. Yet that's going to touch on some level. That word is a certain sensitivity to the use of that word that is considered capable, whether it's directly or indirectly, I don't know, but capable of breaching the sholem, and therefore the Chazal went to such an extreme in order to maintain this sholem, which is the shoresh of this mitzvah of Leiselech Rochil, and he includes this in that, because this is the the slightest hurt between one person to another, the slightest subconscious, even subconscious effect that I could have in a negative way, can be either an actual or a stepping stone to this what he calls siba l'rivu matzo, could be a siba for cause of argument and can be a breach of shalom. So we see the extent to which we have to be careful in the preservation of shalom. That's one thing. If you look at the next mitzvah of loisisna sachicha bilvovecho, he says something here that this, of course, we know, a person's not supposed to hate a fellow Jew in his heart, and if he taka did something to him, he's supposed to tell him, why did you do this, and that, he says, will cause a reconciliation between them. And he says the sherish mitzvah kisiras halev goyremes rois gedoylois bein bnei odom liois tomit cherev ish beocha veish bereyehu vehu sibo lechol hamesirois hanasus bein anoshim vehamido hapchusav hanim eses tachlis hamius beinei kol bal seichel. Says that sinor is a type of thing that can cause all kinds of friction between people. Go rois gedoyles bein anoshim tomid lios tomid cherav ish beochiv. They're constantly going to be fighting the ish bereyehu. If there's sinner there, there's constant fights. For who sibo lechol hamesiras anasus bein anoshim, and it's a sibo of all this type of mesiras. Maybe it means giving over, telling on someone. I'm not sure. And the hihamido hapechusa v'hanim eses tachlis hamius be'enei kol bal seichel. And it seems that in addition to the fact that this, of course, is a breach of shalom, there's something else here, and this is the pshat that it's the ugliest of midas. This is a pgam in the midas of the person. This is not just something that's going to breach the shalom. People are going to be fighting, but it's a midah hapchusa hanim eses betachlis hamius beinei kol bal seichel. It's the worst. It's the ugliest thing that a person can have sin or belev for a fellow Jew. This is like this is the worst of the worst. So it seems that there are two different categories of bein odom lechaveroi here. One is on rechilus. The way he talks about it, he doesn't talk about it as necessarily the ugliest form of pchisus. In midos, it may not be the worst of the worst. Especially the extent to which it goes. He said, hang up this fish. That certainly doesn't seem to be the ultimate of pchisus hamidos. And sometimes a person could say a word that's it's innocent. He doesn't really mean such a terrible thing. He says, this guy is... he's not such a nice person. He's lacking in midas. He's not such a Talmud Chochem. He's not things that can cause damage, but they're not necessarily the ugliest pchisus in the world. And the reason, he says, that the Torah forbid them is for something else. Because the tachlis of everything, there has to be shalom. This may not be the ultimate in terms of the human ugliness, in terms of the breach of midas, in terms of the breakdown of the shleimus ha'odom, per se, but it has a different crime to it, a different terrible aspect to it, and that is shalom. That sometimes, even when something is not the ultimate pchisus, and in and of itself, it may not be the lowliest level that a human being can sink to, as would be sin of a fellow Jew, amida apchusa, the lowest, and the hanim eses, and the despised, tachlis hamius, the most disgusting mida, the ene kol bal secha, any bal secha knows that. Lashon Hara may or may not be. There may be some Lashon Haras that are, but there could be Lashon Haras that are forbidden. Certainly the extent of klei dagzeh is not in that category, but it could lead to a breach in shalom. That's a separate category. So there's two things. There are certain things, and it seems sin is both, but there are certain things that are not necessarily the lowest level of human depravity, but they can breach shalom. Shalom is like, even if a person himself is not considered that he's destroyed his midas to the ultimate or in such a terrible thing, but to break shalom is considered like the antithesis of the accomplishment of the purpose of the bria. And we find the same thing with, if you turn the page, I guess, he says on the mitzvah of Teichocha. So he says the mitzvah Chech Tochias Amisecho. So he says Mishorish Hamitzvah Lefi Sheyesh Boze Sholom VeToiva Bein Anoshim. If a person does a bein olam chaver, I hurt somebody, I did an avla to a person, if I give him toichocho, then he may, hopefully he would, apologize, and he'll say v'yikabel hisnatzlus v'yishlam imoy. He'll accept his apology, and he'll make sholem with him. V'mlo yachichenu, and if he won't be moichiachim, yistemenu beliboy v'yazik elu l'fisho oy lizman min hazmanim. And he'll hate him in his heart, and he'll come to do some damage to him. And k'meisha never bereshoyim v'lo divra avsholim im amnoin v'chol darchei hatera darchei noyam unesivoseho sholim. And here it seems also that even this hatred that he might have, which is a result of something that he did to him, but he says that the concern that we have over here, certainly it fits in the category of hatred, which is a lowly midah, but the concern is again, it could lead to a breach of sholem, and anything that could lead to a breach of sholem is considered a very serious thing. Kol drocheo darchei noem v'chol nesivoseho sholem. And again, we find in the mitzvah of ahavta l'recha kamocha, he says the same thing. He says the sheresh hamitzvah ki kemoi sheyase hu b'chaveroi ken yase chavero boy. If you're gonna hurt somebody, he's gonna hurt you. It's gonna be, people will do things to each other. Vazeya sholem bein habrius. And here, this person could hurt, that may not be, a little hurts are not maybe the worst thing in the world, they may not be the ugliest of the midas like sinner would be, but sholem bein habrius is the tachlis. And on this he brings that Rebbe Akiva said that this mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is klal godol b'toira. This is what he brings, that the Hillel said to the goy when he asked him to teach him the whole Torah. He said madaloch sani lechavroch loisavid. And it seems to learn that the pshat, like one of the pshatim in Rashi, that it refers to bein olam chaveroi. So we see over here that here we're talking about the klal godol b'toira. This is the kol ha'tera kula, the loshon of Hillel was the idach pirusha zil gmor. And what's the tachlis of all of that? The tachlis is uvazeh yiyah sholem bein habriyos. There should be sholem bein habriyos. So I just thought that, you know, we live in a world where sholem is maybe not completely and fully appreciated. We make many cheshbonos, and we decide many things that this is the proper thing to do, and this I have to do, and but yet sometimes the breach of sholem that it could cause is not taken into consideration. What can be more telling in terms of the importance of sholem when the fact that the Chazal say that they were matir to be meshane, mutar l'shanes b'pnei ha-sholem. Sheker. Sheker is ha-chisom shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheker is the ugliest of ugly. Sheker is the worst. Midvar sheker tirchok. I guess it's worse than chometz, where it says lo yeroy v'lo yemotzei tirchok. How far? I don't know. As far away as you can get. It doesn't even say a shir. Sheker is the chesom shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's whether if there's a midas hasheker, then it's not shaykh. The world can't. You can't talk to someone you don't know. People can say, who am I talking to? What am I dealing with? I don't know anything. And that's the ultimate of emes. That's what the Torah is. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe emes, Torosa emes. And yet, mipnei ha-sholem, it's mutar l'shaker. What the gedorim are, we have to know, and it's not so simple. But that concept, that sholem, the breach of sholem, is considered the ultimate avla because it undermines the tachlis of the bria. The tachlis of the bria is to have hatova. And the Mishnah says at the end of Uktzin, the Mishnah says, lo motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha ela hasholem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world couldn't find a kli to hold all the brocha if not for sholem. Brings the raya from the posuk Hashem Oiz l'amo yitein. I guess that this brocha of Oiz can only be if Hashem yivorech esamu b'sholem. But it means like a kli. If a person were to have a 1,000 coins and doesn't have a kli to hold it in, then it's going to fall all over the place. And there's no other kli machzik brocha. All the brochas in the world will fall apart, will come apart, won't be able to hold them unless they're shalom. And I guess that's why that this is mamish, like the highest, the tachlis of everything. Because if there's not going to be shalom, then all of the design that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the hatova in this world will not be able to be fulfilled. And Memela, there was so much emphasis on shalom, and even things which one would say are not such terrible midas. No, I said klei dagze. I said something, so it was not such a... But afal pikein, if it can in the slightest way lead to or be some way influential in some ever so slight breach in the shalom, then it's the Torah forbade it, because otherwise, if we don't have shalom, then all the brocha, and therefore all the design of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, is to naught.